We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome. It's Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN. Welcome to the program. Mark Poloncarz, a tweet at 11:42 a.m. today. Thank you to all the persons and business owners who've contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. While there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. At the worst, Mark Poloncarz is a liar. At the best, he is intentionally misleading that people just called my office in droves to support this. I mean, there is an intentionally misleading conflation of two different ideas in that. Either way, it is not a sign of transparency, and it's not a sign of being an honorable person. Mark Poloncarz, by the way, he's canceled his, hey, you can spend 2 hours with me for $125, and for $2,500, we're going to call you a North Pole sponsor. He's canceled that event because people supposedly threatened staff at the venue and people associated with the fundraising, I mean, holiday party event. And I call BS on that, too. Mark, if most people support you in your mask mandates, why are you worried? I'm sure any protest would be mainly and mostly peaceful, like you called the summer of 2020 urban insurrections, mostly peaceful. I don't know what the problem is. People speaking truth to power. I thought you were all about that. Now, look, nobody's got a right to threaten anybody. Like, for example, I remember when the county executive tweeted in outrage when somebody on Twitter said, I sure hope that somebody pulls a Jack Ruby on Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, Poloncarz, oh, I'm sorry, he had nothing to say about that. Sorry about that. As far as threats, hey, Mark, you're an attorney, and you should know this, but if somebody made a legitimate threat to a place or a person, there are statutes that cover that. And all you have to do is complain to the police or, with some offenses, complain to the FBI because, you know, making a terroristic threat, they tend to look very unfavorably on that. So where's the beef, Mark? Why are you? Oh, now he's postponing his holiday gathering, otherwise known as a piratical take as much money as I can fundraiser. Now, you're not going to get a refund on your tickets, but you're going to get a credit for toward his next event next year. Isn't that nice? I mean, really. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Now, see, if this was a capitalist company doing that, hey, we can't honor our commitment to you. We're going to hold on to your money and give us a year and you'll have some fun then. Poloncarz would tweet, he would be tweeting right, left, and center about that. Evil corporate America. Socialism is the answer. Wouldn't happen under socialism. But he's not giving a refund, according to what he says on his, I'm sorry, what Team Poloncarz says on Twitter. He's not giving a refund. He's just going to hold on to the money until the next time people want to shell out that much money to get together with him. You know, at some point, I'm going to do, like, after the show, I'm going to do a whole bunch of get-together with Bowerly things at local bars and restaurants. I'm not going to charge $2,500 for the pleasure of my company. Oh, by the way, I have sent out my own tweet in recent minutes, and I would like to share it with you. Thank you to all of the women who have called in to tell me that I'm drop-dead gorgeous and very talented at certain tasks. I am part French, after all. While there are those who would say that I'm short, fat, ugly, and have a serious Napoleon complex, they're a vocal minority. The majority simply love me, and all for which I stand, because I'm so powerful. That's what I tweeted. All right, 15 minutes after 5 at WBEN. Let's go back to the... Oh, here's Dave Schutte, local restaurant owner, Oliver's, Creekview, and the Brightsmith on Main Street in Williamsville. Dave Schutte is... let's put it this way. When I'm paid by Odyssey, the check goes directly to Dave Schutte, and after 2 weeks, he just gives me the pennies that are left. Dave, thanks very much for joining us.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm quite well. Hey... we've talked about this off-air, and without dropping any F-bombs or anything, can you give us your reaction to what the county executive did yesterday?
You know, it's very disappointing. You know, obviously, we're going in a direction I didn't think we'd go, which is backwards. Never like to see that. A little disheartened at the knee-jerk reaction that he had regarding the reaction to the uptick in cases. You know, I get... His role of trying to protect the public, but you know why just Erie County? Why isn't it the whole area? Why is he the only one that has the ability to impose these restrictions in Erie County? No one other area has that, right?
Because he's using state law, the public officers law 24-1, I believe it is, to claim the power that the legislature stripped him of last spring.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not going to get political on this. I'm just going to tell you it's not a fun place to be for, you know, my staff and my guests that are enjoying coming in and really enjoyed the resurgence this past year. Of being able to get out and be vaccinated and enjoy themselves and lead a normal life. So it's not fun right now for anybody.
Dave Schutte, I know that you're really, really busy between Oliver's, Brightsmith, and Creekview, but I want you to tell my listeners who've never run a restaurant, maybe they've worked at one, but what it means when you are getting ready for Thanksgiving Eve, the investments you make in making sure you're properly staffed, the investment you make in food, the investment you make in booze, and the losses you are likely to suffer because of a mask mandate. Can you just talk a little bit about restaurant planning and then how to deal with what happened yesterday, that giant turd pulling cars laid on us?
Yeah, you know, we've been, you know, working so hard all summer long getting our staff back up and fitted to handle this kind of business. And, you know, I look at tomorrow, Tom, as like the top of the mountain, right? And it's a great sleigh ride right through New Year's. This is a huge part for a lot of my friends in our industry and certainly the community at large. They love this time of year. So it's definitely disheartening that we have to kind of go backwards a little bit. But still, I will say I'm still very hopeful that many, many, many people will still go out and enjoy themselves. Obviously, they have to wear a mask inside the restaurant and while they're at the restrooms. But I'm very hopeful that people will still go out and enjoy themselves and
How concerned are you about the county sending out its spies, you know, its little KGB people to make sure everybody's complying with the mask mandate? I mean, that's got to put a pressure on you because you got to be the mask police.
It's so true. And, you know, we can only do so much to encourage our guests to do the right thing and follow the mandates. But, you know, we're going to do our best to encourage all of our guests to do that. We're not going to tackle anybody and strap it on ourselves, but we will certainly do our best to ensure that they are doing the right thing. And, yeah, certainly worried about an inspector and or a sheriff coming in with them and like they did last year. And, you know, we're fortunate we did all the right things, so we didn't have any issues. But certainly watching Big Daddy over your shoulder is not a fun way to live life.
Nor is it an American way to live life. Just a quick question, Dave. I've gotten some complaints off air about the Restaurant Association in New York State not doing anything to stand up for Erie County restaurants. Have you a thought on that?
You know, I'm a supporter of the Restaurant Association for sure, and I've had some very similar arguments with them, to be quite honest, and they sometimes take a different approach than we would like to see for, in their opinion, good reasons that they have a lot of other fights to fight, and they don't want to lose their quote-unquote seat at the table if they try to push down the road a little harder on this issue. Yeah. So,
now, Dave, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, I'm aware that you spent thousands of dollars on those plastic dividers for the bars. And you got to, I mean, like, I don't know, $5,000, I think it was, for your plastic dividers, which are probably in storage right now. That's like one whole night of drinking for me.
Well, almost.
Yeah, close.
A few of your nights, though. Yeah, they're all dusty right now. Hopefully we don't have to bring those out anytime soon. So.
Yeah, I mean, they made you spend all that money, and then they said, oh, sorry, it doesn't work. I am grateful you called in, David. I will see you later, and I'm sure Red will have a Basil Hayden on the rocks waiting.
For sure. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Bye. Dave Schutte, owner of the Creekview, Brightsmith, and Oliver's. And I still have to get to Oliver's. I really do. But Brightsmith, I love their Caesar salad. Oh, I just absolutely love it. And Creekview is like, it's like my second living room. All right. No, I don't spend that much money drinking booze. I don't want any Lawrence Tierney stories going around. You ever want to see a guy wrecked his career being an alcoholic? I mean, let's put it this way. When Quentin Tarantino won't work with you because you get put in jail during a shoot, that's a problem. He's no longer alive anyway. And actually talked to Dave Schutte. I'm not cooking on Thanksgiving because I'm not a very good cook, but we are picking up our Thanksgiving dinner from Dave's joint and bringing it to my mommy and having a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving with mommy. She does not want to cook anymore, but she is doing the pie, banana cream pie. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody makes a banana cream pie like my mom. I mean, that is like unreal. And I certainly need it. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. First up is Randy in Forestville. Randy, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
Sir.
I attempted to call the county executive in Erie County, and it simply says they're no longer accepting messages.
Oh, did they change? Because when Pasquale called, he got the answering machine, and then it beeped, and it said the voicemail is full.
Yep, it said they're... When I called, it said they're not accepting voicemails.
Is that what they said to you too, Pasquale? Not accept? Oh, so they changed it. Hi, Mark. Glad to know that you're listening to the show. I think you need therapy over your power issue.
So in contrast, Tom, I did call. I live in Forestville, Chautauqua County. I'm sitting up on my hill. I can look out and see Buffalo right now sitting in my pickup truck.
Can you see Russia? Sorry.
But anyway, I called our Chautauqua County county executive, and I did leave him a voicemail. He called me back, and we had about a 25-minute conversation. Super nice guy. I've talked to him a few times in the past. And are you guys coordinating with Erie County? Should we be expecting any of that? He says, absolutely not. He was as blindsided by this as anybody else. So the county executive of Chautauqua County heard it the same as you did at 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Well, that's disturbing. And you know what also is disturbing, too? Like the restaurant bar owner in Allentown said, he literally was waiting for his delivery of liquor for Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, which is the night, even I think bigger in many cases than New Year's Eve for the local bars. And he invested all this money into liquor, and some places also food as well, only to be told that you probably aren't going to have as big a crowd as you thought because we're going to put the mask mandate back into effect, even though there's no evidence at all to show that it does a damn thing.
Right, you know, Jane Orient, you know, Dr. Orient that you have on regularly, she's amazing, quite honestly. That's a great guest that you have regularly. I really enjoy hearing her.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we just wanted to get her on yesterday to talk about mask-in effectiveness because I'm sorry, but I am sick of the American people being lied to. And as I've said on maybe more than one occasion, I was fully vaccinated, I had COVID, and I do not support the mandates. I never will.
Yeah, and when she said 4%, and that's the best you can hope for, I theorize that it's actually a negative. It's not. I don't think it inhibits because you're not dealing with it in a way that it could be effective. Or someone's wearing, just a cheap, in many cases, homemade masks and cotton and cloth and whatnot, and they're simply holding that virus, mold, bacteria, that it's holding it right at your mouth hour after hour, right up your nose where you're breathing that into your sinus cavity. And it's basically a Petri dish on your face all day.
That's one way to put it.
I'm telling you, I believe when we get 5 years down the road and we're dealing with 6- and 7-year-old kids that have chronic respiratory problems, I want you to, people who vote for people like Mark Poloncarz, remember, you voted for this stuff. Your kids have chronic respiratory problems. Remember, this is what we voted for. Not we. I mean, out here in Chautauqua County, we did not vote for it.
No, I hear you. I thank you very much and very kindly for the phone call. And look, those of you who are upset with Mark Poloncarz, you had a choice a couple of years ago, okay? I voted for Lynn Dixon against Mark Poloncarz for county executive. But there aren't enough of me. So if you are upset at what you see happening and you don't vote, look, I don't want to scold you and spank you. Well, maybe some of you, yeah. But I don't want to get personal with you. But you're part of the problem. If you bitch about people like Mark Poloncarz, but you don't go and vote conservative or vote Republican, you're part of the problem. And I hate to say conservative or Republican, but at this point, those are the two parties. Republican and Democrat are the two major parties that we have. I expect that's going to change in the future. I think the Democrats are going to fragment. I think the Republicans are going to fragment. I think we're going to have more like four parties moving forward in about 10 years or so. You're going to see the Democrat Socialists being big players, the Democrats continuing to be players, the Republicans and the conservatives will be big. Maybe conservatives need a different name. I like conservatarian, but nobody can spell it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
When it's Bowerly and WBEN. So, Mark Poloncarz, by the way, do you believe in civil disobedience? That's one of my topics. If we all just say no, we take the power away. Does anybody else remember the emperor has no clothes from back when you were a kid? By the way, this is kind of funny. It's almost pathetic. Mark Poloncarz sends out a statement by a Buffalo business owner, basically pledging undying loyalty to Mark Poloncarz. And I support what he's doing to stop this deadly virus marauding across Erie County. So I look up this guy. Okay, he may be a business owner, but you know what else he is? He's also a Democrat contributor. He gave money to Sean Ryan. He gave money to some woman in Pennsylvania, Elizabeth Fiedler or something. So it's not like he's some random business owner coming out of the woodwork. You know, I don't ordinarily get involved in politics, but this Mark Poloncarz guy, he has it covered. The guy is a Democrat donor. So come on, it's not like he doesn't have a horse in the race. He gives money to Democrats. I mean, folks, some of you very early on, like my friend Frank Panasek, very early on, understood that the Democrats, he's with the 1791 Society, that the Democrats were going to weaponize COVID-19. And he was right. The good news is maybe in 2022, they sowed the wind and they will reap the whirlwind. By the way, the Poloncarz holiday gathering, I mean ridiculous fundraiser, has been postponed because of threats that were supposedly made to people connected with it and the venue. And again, I call BS. Mark Poloncarz, if threats were made, you report them to the police. The police can subpoena, in cooperation, of course, with the DA, they can subpoena phone records. You can then file charges. You've done this before with some idiot who threatened you. Nobody's going to tolerate that. You shouldn't have to tolerate that. Look, if I was going to have, you know, Tommy's fundraiser, you know, hang out with Tommy Nerd at Brightsmith Brewery, and somebody called Dave Schutte and said, I can't stand that bastard. I'm going to come there and beat the hell out of you. He would call the police. They would trace the phone number, and he and possibly I would file charges. I mean, if there were really threats that were made, Mark, you're a lawyer. You should know how the game is played. And threats are not protected speech. It's not a constitutional issue. Supreme Court has ruled on this. Threats are not protected speech. All right. But anyway, I mean, you know, if you're going to use, as an example, to support your cause, if you're going to use a quote-unquote business owner, you might want to make sure that the business owner isn't already on record as being a Democrat donor, because that eliminates the credibility from being a medical issue to being a political issue. I mean, the guy is involved in politics. I mean, come on. I mean, again, folks, you know, Mark Poloncarz is urinating on our heads, and he's telling us it's raining out. And sooner or later, you got to realize he's no good. And there's something, and forgive my repetition of this, there is something wrong, very wrong, with somebody who not only feels the need to repeat the fact that they have power, I have power, but they actually obviously delight and revel in it. They enjoy making it clear that they have power. The guy needs therapy. I'm sorry, but he does. Nobody does this. I mean, I don't know. In your life, what's most important to you in your life? Your family, right? Probably your family, your job, your significant other. But for Mark Poloncarz, I dare say, in his deepest thoughts of thoughts, what's most important to him? Power. I want power. There are people like this in the world. They live for power, and they're unscrupulous with how they get it. You know, I don't want power. I don't want it. I don't have any, and I don't want any. You should live your own life. All right. Although I'm thinking about doing a holiday get-together and charging people to show up to spend time with me, because nobody would come. It'd just be a big joke. All right. Let's go to to Pat on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. I'm wondering, what would the infection rate have to be, or the hospitalization rate have to be, in order to people to not say that Poloncarz is overreacting, in order for people to say that maybe the masks are a good idea? I mean, right now, we lead the state in infection rate. Would it be 20%? Would that be okay? Or hospitalization rates right now?
I think you're looking at this in totally the wrong way. The way you need to look at this is COVID is here. It's not going anywhere. What are states like Florida doing? How come Florida and every other state in the union is able to get by without mandates, without restrictions, and things are just fine? How come Sweden got by just fine without crushing people's liberties? It isn't an either-or thing. It's a common-sense thing.
So then I guess I lack common sense, because if I wanted Florida's policies, I would live in Florida. But I chose to live here in New York.
I wasn't of the impression you're calling in to talk about geography. I thought you were talking about the disease. So I'm talking about the disease, and I'm citing two different places with two different approaches.
Right. And what I'm saying is, if I wanted to live under the doctrines of the governor of Florida, I would move there.
Well, good. Then you know what? Then you're living in the right place. You're living in the right place for you. I applaud you.
Well, I would say so. But again, what would the infection rate have to be? How many people need to die from COVID or be hospitalized? How many children before we say this is...
Oh, you're going to play the dead kid card? Well done. The fact of the matter is, sir, children, typically, the statistical risk of a child dying of COVID is a statistical zero. You might not be aware of it, but three universities in England did a study of childhood COVID deaths. And you know what they found? They found that there were about 25 childhood COVID deaths. Of the 25, more than two-thirds had serious known pre-existing conditions. The others may very well have had unknown pre-existing conditions. There are people walking around who are time bombs who don't even know it.
So when Dr. Anthony Lana, frequent guest on...
I don't care what the morning show does. I'm not the morning show. When Dr. Jane Orient, Dr. Jane Orient, the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, is on, and Dr. Peter McCullough is on giving us the truth about COVID, I listen to them. I don't listen to the fear mongers, because they've always been wrong. Let me ask you this. At what point are you willing to put the mask away? At what point are you willing to say these people don't know what they're talking about? At first they said masks don't work, then they work. Then we're supposed to get vaccinated to get to relief from COVID. We were going to be able to take our masks off once we got vaccinated, and then we aren't able to take our masks off. At what point are you willing to say these politicians don't know what they're doing?
As soon as a majority of doctors from credible institutions say that it's safe.
Wow. Well, so what's credible? Because, you know, we get down to expert witnesses. I mean, I hate to say this, but I went into this earlier this week or last week. When John Hinckley was on trial for trying to kill Ronald Reagan, you had equally qualified doctors for the defense and the prosecution. The defense argued that he was not criminally responsible because of mental illness. The prosecution said he was criminally responsible despite his mental illness. And these doctors, equally trained, equally accredited, came to different positions. So which ones were, the credible institutions are those you say are credible, when the CDC has gone back on virtually everything they've said from day one about this. You still give them credibility. At what point do you say doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is nuts?
I don't think they've gone back. And if we're going to compare experts, Dr. Jane Orient's group represents 4,700 members and espouses other views that I'm sure you would disagree with.
Just because I disagree with them does not mean they have no credibility. I mean, but my God, I mean, they're medical doctors. I mean, you're like a political activist type. I'm a realist type, okay? I mean, you can try to say, oh, Jane Orient doesn't have any credibility. Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, all these people have credibility. They all have credibility. And like I said, anecdotally, my own doctor, who is, you know, Mr. By the Book, By the Book, By the Book, he stunned me the other day when I said, I've been vaccinated. I've had COVID. Do I need the booster? He said, no, you don't need the booster. You shouldn't get it. All right. So he's an expert. Do I go along with him or do I go along with Anthony Fauci? And if you go back, sir, and you look at what the CDC said early on during COVID, you will see that the CDC has repeatedly backtracked. I mean, when will you understand that this is about controlling you and everybody else? And you're right. You are living in exactly the right place to be controlled. Erie County, New York State. You're living in exactly the right place, and you're paying a hefty premium to live in that place so you can be controlled. Get used to it. Deal with it. COVID is here. Are you going to surrender the rest of your life worrying about COVID? I had COVID. Truth be told, it wasn't that bad at all. I've had worse cases of food poisoning. Let's get back to the calls. This is Bill in Eden. You are on. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, I think Mr. Polenkars may be a little bit dyslexic here because he's acting a bit more like the Poland czar. And don't get me started with Dr. Burstein with cash. But I think I figured out his reasoning here. If the Poland czar doesn't issue edicts and mandates, he doesn't consult with Dr. Burstein with cash. If he doesn't consult with Dr. Burstein with cash, she doesn't laugh all the way to the bank.
You're losing me with the different. Can we just stick with the normal names because you're losing me?
Oh, well, I'll finish this one up. This is, anyway, I'll switch it out. But I was going to say, like, what does the mask really say, Tom? I mean, it's almost like having the proverbial chain link fence for the mosquito problem. You're saying that every single person is a vector of disease. And that seems, not true. And why would you want to, impose on us something that's not true? I've had COVID. It affected my ability to be with my mom when she died. I wasn't able to be there. I'm not going to get it again. I don't feel afraid of catching it from anybody else. There's no reason that I should be wearing a mask, and you shouldn't force me to do that.
Not to mention, if we're going to stick with the science, 98.5% of people in the highest risk group survive COVID. I mean, if you choose to be scared, I cannot help. I can't help it. If you choose to be scared, you're going to be scared. I'm not scared. I had it at no point during my COVID bout that I think to myself, I'm going to go to the hospital. I never felt that at all.
I mean, it's like our freedom shouldn't end where someone else's fear begins. And if I was thinking about what's been going on, and it seems to me that individual freedom seems to be taking second place to this sense of this collective, where you have to do this because you have to protect grandma, or you have to do this because you have to protect these other people.
Well, look, that's a bingo. And look, they are conditioning you and the previous caller and everybody listening, they're conditioning us to believe that our freedom is selfish. Wanting freedom is selfish. And Mark Polenkars is a left-wing left-winger. And that's the type. And I keep on saying this, but back in the 1960s, fight the power, peace signs, fight the man. We want freedom. And here we are in 2021, and people on the left, they're not about freedom. They're about government control and government decision making.
How do we know that these PCR tests that they're taking, that they just haven't ramped up the number of cycles again arbitrarily and capriciously? Where can we find out what those cycles are that are saying that there's a detected COVID? If they're like 20-something, during the summer, and then when fall comes up, they ramp it up to 30 or more, they're going to detect particles. And you studied statistics, and I've heard you say before that it was one of the best classes that you took, even though you didn't think you were going to use it. And isn't it true that in statistics and in math, delta is the Greek letter that stands for change? And this is like something they're just trying to use to change us?
I don't know. I learned statistics in English, not Greek. I forgot.
But
all right. I thank you very much, Bill in Eden. It is, I can't keep theta, phi, beta, kappa, alpha, gamma. I can't epsilon. I can't keep all those things straight. It's like scales on guitars. Some of them have these, the Phrygian scale, the Lydian scale. Yeah, I think I'll just stick to chords. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.